Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Mother Nature and her wily assassins. Conspiracy theorists need to investigate Mother Nature's actions against trees in western Kansas. Yes, she's conspiring to make this a treeless plain once again. Western history buffs often read descriptions of the region called the Great American Desert. Explorers Zebulon Pike and Major Stephen Long documented journeys across this landscape, noting its aridity and incompatibility with agriculture. A lack of trees supported their conclusions. Despite the region's general absence of foliage, wayfarers noted groves along rivers and streams. Clearly, the soil wasn't insufficient. More was involved. Those who came to stay observed fire's role in eradicating trees and shrubs. Great thunderheads built upon the horizon then as they do now. When lightning bolts arced and contacted dried prairie grasses, flames raced unimpeded across the landscape, searing emerging seedlings and delicate saplings. Some researchers explain that natives utilize fire to encourage tender grasses to sprout, encouraging buffalo migration. Between lightning and man-made fire, trees struggled to survive. That said, photos of western Kansas communities in the early and mid-1900s reveal flourishing stands of elm, ash, cottonwood, and hackberry. If you compare images from earlier times to now, they've changed. Not fire, but dastardly insects. That's what. Mother Nature doesn't want western Kansans to enjoy shady siestas or hear winds soughing through leafy branches. After settlement, families planted trees and controlled fire. That is, until beetles invaded this continent to wipe out one tree after another. It's hard to think of small insects as assassins, but as their numbers multiplied, elms withered. While concerned about these striped beetles, western Kansans didn't panic. Ash trees grew well, providing stunning fall foliage as well as hardwood to warm winter hearths. That is, until the emerald ash borer, another Asian invader, arrived. As an uninvited guest, it multiplied until most American ash trees risk annihilation. Mother Nature clearly intends to vanquish prairie arbors. Clever souls tried to outwit her by introducing Scotch and Austrian pines. Initially, it seemed a good strategy. Then, pine sawyer beetles arrived to alter the story. As the region's tree numbers dwindle, it's clear Mother Nature's killers labor unceasingly. Insects have assumed fire's role as destroyer. Clearly, it's going to take more than a desire for shady respite to outwit this gal and her team of wily assassins. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.